Perhaps you will consider this.
Going out into a dead calm, wandering across an island, unsure if it's hope or terror that grows within you.
Hey, Valorita, mi hermana. What are you getting into today? Still taking care of that lady's dog?
Ladies and gentlemen, let's thank our wonderful corporate sponsor.
I want to get a dog, but Papa says he has allergies. He's doing better now. He hasn't stopped drinking, but it's not as much. I told him you won't come back unless he stops. So, here's some weird shit I cut up for you. Some thrift store records and, I don't know, other stuff from life. Send me some recordings I can use. I hope this P.O. box still works for you since I'm mailing you money with the tapes. I wish you'd just come back. Let me know you're okay, at least.
Wait.
What are you doing here?
I was up in Passaic. Just got back this morning.
Oh yeah? How have you been feeling?
Okay. Haven't seen any of that stuff since last week.
Well, that's good.
I met someone else though, who's seen it too.
What? Are you certain?
Absolutely. I know because she was talking about it before I even met her.
How do you know that?
I heard it. In a song she recorded with her band.
Her band?
Andy Lucian. They're great. But yeah, she has this one song about the air turning blue.
That could mean a lot of things.
Yeah, but I asked her. She described the same thing that happened to me and you. What the hell is wrong with your eyes?
I don't know. Nothing.
No, I mean, they're kind of bugging out.
I'm just sensitive to the light. Whatever. Hey, wait. Take your sunglasses off. Let me see your face.
Back off. Give me those.
Yeah, your eyes look buggy too.
They do not.
Maybe this is some kind of side effect of that blue stuff.
Great. Now give me my glasses.
No problem, bug eyes.
Well, you look like you're on trucker speed.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for Jerry Rivers.
Hold it. Duck behind here.
He's not answering. Can I leave him a message?
No, it's a surprise. I'll try back a little later.
Who was that?
Probably one of Camby's guys. I figured they'd tail me here eventually.
He sent someone to follow you? Why would...
Never mind that. This girl who sings about the gelatin, what else did she know?
Well, her bandmates saw more crazy stuff. They're from Connecticut, but they had to leave and I didn't get to hear anymore. I have a phone number, though.
Okay, look. You're part of this now anyway, so...
Great. The Bug Eye Club.
So you may as well help me get to the bottom of all this.
Okay.
Just call your friends in the band and find out as much as you can. Alex Canby seems to be at the center of it all, so I'll follow up on that. Let's meet at the diner, day after tomorrow. Here's my card. Call me if anything happens.
Yeah, well, if you want me to, like, do research for your radio show, I mean, starting salary would be something like...
Okay, fine. Take this for expenses. We'll work it out later.
I mean, what do you think Geraldo Rivera's salary was?
Don't push it.
Captain, if I might have a word, sir?
Yes? Oh, of course, Kreese. What is it?
Well, if we are to do this, sir, we'll need to get started soon.
Yes, the day wears on. Tell the men to heave. Heave on those lines!
Sir, they haven't yet set out in the whaleboat to weigh the kedging anchor.
Kedging? Do you hear that, Mr. Kreese?
Hear what, sir?
I thought... Surely you hear that?
I hear nothing, sir. We need to get the boat in the water. The men await your order, sir.
Listen! The ice!
Captain, there's no ice in this part of the sea, sir.
No. There isn't. Of course. Have the men pull to on those lines.
Sir, you haven't yet given the order to launch the whaleboat. Will you give the order?
Yes, yes. Launch the boat, Greaves. Get to it, man.
Yes, sir. Listen now, men. We need to haul that kedge out as far as the line will go. We'll pull to and repeat the process until we're clear of this blasted calm. Get that kedging anchor loaded into the whaleboat. I'll have you, Marbury, Buckman, Martim, and Santiago, get to it!
Aye, Mr. Greaves. Feed us the line, boys.
It won't be long. Night will come. We've lost so many. What can I do?
This is Amanda Walston. I'm recording this visit to Willow Island in an attempt to document what happened to Mr. Darcy and I several days ago. The ring of rocks we saw in the water surrounding the island are not glowing this time. It's unclear what causes that phenomenon. We suspect it had some connection to the state of confusion that came over us. We were therefore unsuccessful at finding the cabin to which Walter Stedding believes he was taken. I think it's lunchtime. I am currently fine. No activity in the lake. And I'm walking along the western shoreline. I started recording again just now because I thought I heard someone walking on the hill above me. It seems quiet up there now. Maybe if I find whoever that was, they'll lead me to the cabin. I've been going over all this in my head, the unfamiliar words I spoke on the set of Vital Impulse last August, the strange blue thickening of the air on the other side of the lake, and the experience Connor Darcy and I had here on Willow Island just a few days ago, and I've been trying to make sense of it. If Darcy is right, and the rocks are extraterrestrial, it could be an attempt by... There it is. It's the rocks. I'll move closer to the water so you can hear it. I can just barely see a red glow down there, under the surface, about 10 yards offshore. It's getting stronger. There's someone just beyond the tree line there. It's a man. He's moving in the... Wait. No. He's down by the water. How did I get up here on the...
He's moving in the... It's a man.
Oh my God! No! No!
He's down by the water.
I see the things you think and feel, the longings and needs and the regrets, mostly regrets, it seems. The lonely souls on this vessel think mostly of those that dwell on the shore. I came to know each of them and their particular regrets.
I struggle to express how I long to see you. Terse words exchanged when we parted, repeated in my thoughts nightly, now weigh heavily on
me. Kiss our daughter for me. It pains me that I will not likely see her until her fifth year, but I think of you both every day.
If ever again I walk on dry land, I will journey across the territories to find
you. Mama, I have been gone so long, and I worry about your well-being. Why did I not bring you with me?
Humans develop strong bonds that cannot be seen, much like my kind. This is not true for the Tromina, the cohabitants of our homeworld and the source of our nourishment.
Coffin, pass me that damn bottle. Now with the likes of you, you blind. I grieve,
this individual, alone with his thoughts, perched high above the deck of the vessel, showed me the faces of those he longed to see.
Sometimes she sank, sometimes she swam, laid a bend.
My watch, Marbury. Go get some rest.
Would that there was something to watch, Thomas.
Well, may your dreams be of a stretch of windy sea and whales sounding in the swells.
And a good morn to you. I'd settle for some wind alone right now.
He climbed back down. I waited for his replacement to settle into position in his perch. After a short time, I initiated the mantling. This individual had a heightened anxiety about the sea. He feared something below the surface. An experience. A red glow, and then panic. It was the rocks that had brought me here that he feared. But why fear them? As I anchored, he seemed to stiffen, suddenly afraid.
What is this?
What's the trouble up there?
This I had never seen. He seemed to sense the mantling. It was making it hard for him to function.
One thing. Do you need assistance, man?
Then something even stranger happened. He turned around and looked at me. How was this possible?
Good Lord, damn me! Blood and wounds! Do you see that, Marbury?
What is it I should see, Thomas? I see nothing!
The bloody blue all around and this beast above me!
Only those who traveled here with us from our homeworld, the Tromina, were ever aware of our presence when we anchored. I struggled to understand this strange phenomenon for a moment, and remembered that certain parasites that had fed on Tromina blood could also see us. Had this human somehow come upon Tromina blood? Uncertain what steps to take, I slipped back into my dimension, leaving the human to settle himself.
Are you in need of help, Thomas?
This one night, high above the decks of a vessel on the open sea, set forces in motion that would change our kind forever. We had always been able to sense the thoughts of those with whom we anchor. But now we began to consider sending our thoughts and experiences to you.
Thanks for listening to Season 2, Episode 8 of Under Dead Water. Our cast this week was Andre Martinez, Stephanie Booker, Matthew Bird, Kayleen Santiago, Maurice Thomas, Graham Rowett, Ty Anderson, Brandon Duke, Amanda Goodman, Aaron Lillis, Bonnie Bogovich, Emmanuel Elpinord, and David Steele. Music is by Glomag. Sound design is by Clayton Romero and Chris Burke. Our episodes are released every other Wednesday, with our Twitch stream on In Between Wednesdays. This is where we talk about all things Mandible Judy, with the cast, crew, and guests. You can view it at twitch.tv/mandiblejudy. Please consider supporting our show on Patreon or Supercast. Go to patreon.com/mandiblejudy or mandiblejudy.supercast.com and help us keep the story going. We're on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and the show is available to stream on all major streaming platforms. See you in 2 weeks.